This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Over the next decade, the number of jobs in science, technology, engineering, and math, what's known as STEM fields, are expected to outpace other industries by up to 10%. That's according to the group Change the Equation, an organization that pushes for greater STEM education in schools. Yet throughout the South, particularly in rural and high-poverty communities, administrators have trouble attracting educators qualified to teach STEM. To kick off this Southern Education Desk series, Priming the Pipeline for STEM in the South, Paul Boger reports from Mississippi Public Broadcasting.
17-year-old senior Kasia D and five of her classmates are presenting an idea for a video game in their animation and simulation class at Hinds County Career and Technical Center.
Morphopolitis butterfly that is going to travel throughout the forest.
Her classmate, Jesse Qualls, a 17-year-old senior, says he's always wanted to be a video game designer.
It all started when I really started playing video games with my dad. Started loving video games from, like, whenever we had the Nintendo 64 and thinking about that I can create this out of just having programs for a computer. It had me shocked, and I wanted to create it.
Qualls and Dee are among the 30 students from the Hinds County School District enrolled in a program that teaches students about game design. The students learn everything from 3D modeling to computer programming. Qualls says he wants to create something that will make people happy.
I want to create something that will make any type of person, young, old, hipster, any people like that, they actually smile and be happy with what they're playing.
Across the hall from the simulation and animation class sits the district's new engineering and robotics lab. The instructor, Lauren Heschels, points out the new technology students are being exposed to.
We have our CNC machine that the students create 2 and 3D models, and we also just got some drones. At some point, I plan on actually creating drones with our 3D printers.
Most of the programs at the Hinds County Career and Technical Center are relatively new. However, there's a problem. Center Director Patricia Ashmore says they're having difficulty finding qualified instructors.
One of the applicants, when he came to be interviewed, he asked for permission to be off, and he told them why he was coming for an interview, and they offered him more money to stay. So he decided not to take the job.
Over the next 10 years, careers in STEM-related fields are expected to grow by about 15% across the South. Most of those jobs will be in the form of computer science, engineering, and advanced manufacturing. Klaus Van Zastro is the director of research at Change the Equation, a coalition of industry leaders committed to expanding STEM education in schools.
Some jobs will, of course, lose importance as the economy shifts and changes. Other jobs gain in importance. And those jobs that gain in importance are generally the jobs that are held by people who can not only work basic technologies, but rather create more sophisticated technologies or work with technology in really sophisticated ways.
However, Von Zastro says students are not being prepared for the careers of tomorrow because there are not enough qualified teachers.
If you look at eighth graders in Mississippi, only 24% have a teacher with an undergraduate major in math. So that's less than 1 in 4.
But how are southern states addressing the shortage of STEM educators? In Alabama, some universities are creating programs that would allow college students to earn a degree in STEM, as well as giving them teacher certifications. In Louisiana, educators are being encouraged to collaborate and seek professional development that would strengthen STEM education across the state. In Mississippi, the state has offered loan forgiveness programs for college students willing to teach in critical needs areas. But for some districts, bringing in STEM professionals is still a pipe dream. Holmes County, just an hour north of Hinds, is one of the poorest areas of the state, and the district is nearly 100% African American. Superintendent Angel Meeks says there are more pressing matters to contend with.
We have to get to a point where our students are reading on grade level. So STEM is an area that we are looking at, we're exploring, but in terms of implementing, it has strictly been at our high school and to some extent at our career and tech center.
But Klaus Van Zastro with Change the Equation says there's one thing states shouldn't do.
For one thing, they shouldn't do nothing. Nothing is not a good solution when you've got these kinds of challenges, and the challenges are great.
Mississippi educational leaders say they want to continue increasing the number of teachers in STEM, but like much of the South, that continues to be a daunting task. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Paul Boger.
Southern Education Desk is supported by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.